Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, we're here to tell you that with everything that's going on in the world following the killing of George Floyd and then the worldwide aftermath of that, we've decided not to put out an episode this week. I think what we're trying to do basically is the right thing, but we're not quite sure what the right thing is, are we?
No, we're not.
So let me try and explain what we're thinking here. We generally record the podcast on a Tuesday, and you will have, in all likelihood, seen this thing called Blackout Tuesday, which started out as a music industry thing, but it's been widely taken up. And the idea is that today, as I speak, Tuesday, you stand back from social media to both reflect on what's going on, but to allow other voices, specifically black voices, to be heard. And, you know, when I looked at social media this morning, I could see that people have really got behind this, and it's ended up not just being Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, but other bits of pop culture, and a lot of podcasters have stepped aside too. So we usually come out though on a Wednesday. So then we got into this whole thing, Annabelle and I, where we didn't know if it was weird to not put out an episode, or if it felt like we would be misjudging the mood by recording an episode today. But I think what we came to, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Annabelle, but I think what we came to is that we would rather be well-intentioned and get it wrong than just carry on doing our usual dumb stuff when there are more important conversations to be had this week. Does that sound about right?
I think that sounds exactly right, yes.
So I hope that you'll understand that. And the reason we're popping up and, you know, not just skipping a week, we thought we'd use this opportunity to point you towards some podcasts and some things that you could read where people of colour talk about their lives and their experiences, because if there is a way we're going to get past all this, surely it's by listening to other people's stories and trying to understand what life is like for them. So with that in mind, podcast-wise, first one, Rennie Edo Lodge, who wrote an incredible book called Why I'm No Longer Talking to White People About Race, did a fantastic podcast series. It's almost a companion series to that book called About Race. Now, I was lucky enough to interview her a while ago, and she's such a big brain, and this podcast is full of smart and challenging conversations on this subject. So that's called About Race. Next, on BBC Sounds, there's a podcast called Have You Heard George's Podcast, which is a guy called George the Poet. And this was a series from last year, I think. It won a whole bunch of awards, and deservedly so. He is such a talent. You really get drawn into his world. And he's extremely creative in the way he uses sound as well. So that one is called Have You Heard George's Podcast? And then a couple of things specific to current events. Sarah listens to the Daily podcast from the New York Times, and there's a really good episode from yesterday, which is Monday, that features some just excellent coverage of the protests, and it really gets into the anger and the frustration and opposing views on what kind of protest and activism is best for bringing about change. You know, obviously you won't get an answer on that, but you'll get perspectives and, you know, a lot of passion. That episode of that podcast of The Daily, it's called A Weekend of Pain and Protest. And then there's another one Sarah listens to, which is a very well-respected interview show called Fresh Air, which is broadcast on public radio in the States. And yesterday's was an interview with someone who was a victim of police violence as a young black man. And then he went on to be a cop himself, and he did some incredible work. But he speaks in a very compelling way and gives real insight into the way things need to change on the inside. So there are some podcasts, and you have some books.
Yeah, you mentioned Renee Edda Lodge's book, which I just started yesterday. Although she did say something on Twitter, I think, today about how she doesn't want people to buy it. She'd rather you borrowed it because she doesn't feel comfortable profiting off what's going on. But she suggested that if you did want to buy it, then you also make a donation to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, something like that, or the George Floyd Memorial Fund. Me and White Supremacy, Layla Saad, that's been recommended to me, as well as How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. So I'm going to try and read all of those.
Great. Well, like I said before, I think one of the ways in which we're going to get through this is by really listening to what life is like for other people. I know we think we understand the societies we live in based on what we see and also what we want it to be. We all want to think that we're living in a world where racism is a thing of the past. But the ways in which it is pervasive, I think, are surprising and can be quite invisible if you're white. So you've got to listen to those stories and those experiences and not be defensive about it. And if you're a person of colour listening to this, I know we've probably done a clumsy job of handling this. And we want to get better, but, you know, we spent a lot of time figuring out what the right thing to do this week was. And, you know, this at least felt like a scintilla of something. So I hope that all makes sense and that you understand the choice we've made and that you find time to listen to some of those podcasts or to order yourself a book. And we'll be back next week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.